Mr. Merrill, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Murph, and you and the ladies look good. They all look refreshed today.
Oh, we do. That good weather just does it.
Oh, man, they're just bubbling.
Oh, yeah.
How about this coffee clutching going on here?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'll tell you, people have got to be here. I'm hearing about everything. I'll tell you.
Mad Dog and Merrill join us live on WYX6. Mad Dog's on the road this morning. How you doing, Mad Dog?
You know, not too bad. You know, there's two fruits in this world you can't grill or cut ahead, and that's strawberries and kiwis.
Exactly.
So you can't cut a kiwi ahead of time?
You know, I just cut one for my daughter. Has one every morning before she goes to college, and she commutes to Stevens Point, and she has a kiwi. And if I cut that kiwi the night before, if I cut it an hour and a half before, the gentleman afterwards was right. It turns to soluble water. It's soup.
Oh,
really?
Well, see, good thing I wasn't motivated yesterday to do that.
Exactly. I thought that's what's headed in your bag right there.
You're working with Merrill for years. I know two things, grilling and fruits.
That's right, and I know the fruit, and I know the grilling.
Grilled pineapple's amazing.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, dang.
I love when you just took, like, summer sausage on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You slice that up and throw that on the grill?
Well, for me, a pan, because I don't grill all that much. Don't hate me. I can't grill.
Well, you're not grilling with us before.
Yeah, but
and
if
you
it's...
And you follow right along like you know what you're doing,
you say you don't have a grill?
No, I don't have a grill.
Oh.
Can I sign up
Did
for
you register for one?
I think I might.
You need to register for one. That would be a good Fox 11 group gift.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Nice new Weber.
Yeah, I'm sure, Mad Dog, we could throw in at least a cookbook for her.
Oh, yeah. We love the cookbook. I gave my mom one. Oh, thanks.
Well,
I don't know how to cook either. Thanks, Merrill. Making me feel good this morning.
Oh, anytime, ma'am. Anytime.
Now, you guys are charcoal grillers, though, aren't you?
I'm a charcoal, and, of course, Mad Dog has gas.
I have gas grills. They're fast, they're easy, they're economical. Merrill is slow.
Yep. Got to have that barley pop, you know?
Now, when you guys come and do the cooking for our big backyard barbecue bash coming up here, you're going to do charcoal on that one pretty much, don't you?
Yes, we will. Matter of fact,
you have a massive.
You have an awesome setup. Yeah. It's really cool what you guys do.
Well, we're planning on it. We've got a whole bunch of them, but you know, we figure out when our days are coming. Instead of getting cremated, we got the grill to do it in and fire
that
right
is
up.
Gross.
Well, I don't know. Save some money.
Okay. So no, we call our big 3 foot grill, we call it Big Bertha. So we'll have Big Bertha with us for the backyard barbecues. Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's the Warm Me Up and Deck You Out party, and it's coming up hopefully to your house very, very soon. Need to go to WYXX.com and get some details. But it comes with a patio set, patio heater, grill, fire pit, lawn care service from Lizer, all kinds of stuff on it. Mad Dog and Merrill, of course, show up and do all the cooking and everything. It is a great, great. And the food from Festival is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Festi Burgers, man.
Good stuff.
Yep, those are really good. And then you always...
Kiwi sliders.
Kiwi sliders. Yeah. Cool. And you always like to do a little something different. I mean, you always have a little taste test for everybody at those, too.
I'm sure we'll have a little hors d'oeuvres.
Well, you guys have all your spices and sauces.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll be a good time.
How many different spices you guys have now?
Yeah, we have 11 different products. We have 3 great spices, 3 marinades, 4 barbecue sauces, a condiment called De Works. The olive oil, and it's all available at Festival Foods, by the way.
Do you have spices? Isn't there a grandma's spice? Or
Grandma Hazel.
Yes, that's what I put in my Bloody Mary's.
Oh, it's good stuff. You know, if you add that and just a little bit of the spicy barbecue sauce in the Bloody Mary's, it comes out good, too.
There you go. How long have you guys been around now together?
Too long.
There's the final 4 and there's the final 3. It's Murph, Mad Dog, and Merrill.
Yeah. About 33 years.
Wow.
No
kidding.
Holy
cow.
Yeah. Yeah, we go back a long time. We remember we used to change Murph's diapers.
Aww.
That's right, as a kid.
Yeah, he had hair back then, so did Merrill.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys grow up friends? Is that or you just happened to meet?
We actually we're actually, my wife and Mad Dog are cousins, so they get us at all weddings and all funerals is how the whole thing started 37 years ago. So sort of hit on from there, you know, and... We got this idea. We thought we'd just cook and see what happens, and we're still here.
Once you get into the peak barbecue season, how many days a week are you guys out doing that stuff?
Pretty much every. Go ahead, Mike.
Literally, it's pretty much every day, whether it's meetings or tapings for the television show or whatever the case may be. I see Meryl every day. What a pleasure.
You sound overly excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hard to contain the emotion, yeah.
He's like, I love the Fox 11 spot with Emily on Sundays. Oh, those are so fun. Well, I love when you bring the cheese. That's my favorite, spreadable cheese.
The Merck's cheese. Oh, yeah. You should see her eat the Merck's cheese. I'll tell you.
Oh, she put it down. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Pretty proud of that.
We're doing a television commercial for Merck's tomorrow, and I'm doing a 5-pound hamburger, 3 of them, and I went and ordered the buns this morning.
Nice.
Huge buns.
Well, one of the tips I learned from you guys that I use all the time is marinated steak and Italian salad dressing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It comes out good.
Love that. Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It really adds some flavor to it, too.
Yeah.
We've got one now called Italian Harvest, which is a marinade that you could use also
for. Yep, exactly.
So works out good.
Absolutely. You know, folks can go to your website and learn all about you guys, too.
You got her, maddogandmeryl.com.